Welcome back to Let's Talk Disability, the podcast focusing on a range of disabilities from autism to dyspraxia to ADHD. I talk about a lot, and in today's podcast, we're going to be talking about the Sunflower Lanyard and all the places the Sunflower Lanyard has helped me. Now, I did previously do a post on social media talking about this, but this is a more in-depth conversation talking about specific areas and how I feel in these specific areas they have helped and the different places where I do feel comfortable or in my Sunflower Lanyard, because I find that there are places where I feel comfortable, there are places where I don't feel comfortable, and there are different reasons surrounding it. So without further ado, let's get on with the podcast. Now, in the past, in 2020, I didn't feel that comfortable wearing the Sunflower Lanyard because a lot of my friends and family, they used to wear it as a COVID lanyard, and I didn't really like that because I thought, I'm not mask exempt, but if I wear that and I have a mask on, people are going to think that I don't need to wear a mask, or they're confused, like, why are you wearing it? COVID's not happening. Or it just brought a lot of uncomfortable feelings. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to let COVID pass. And then after, I'll reevaluate the situation on whether I will wear it or not. And I'd heard that Sunflower Lanyard was quite good in airports. So I thought, when I go on a plane, maybe I'll use it then. But with COVID times and going on planes, I didn't really want to wear one because everything was strict as it is. And I didn't feel like people were going to give me the extra attention with COVID happening. So I started wearing the Sunflower Lanyard in 2022. And with that, the first place that I used it, I think, was at the airport. I think the place we were going to was called Malta. And with my very first experience, the staff noticed it straight away. They skipped me straight to the front of the queue. And obviously, I didn't skip the queue completely. I might have skipped security, but I didn't skip the entire queue because I felt, even though there were lots of queues going onto the plane and it was very crowded, the actual thought of making accommodations was quite reasonable. So making accommodations to be the last one on the plane and waiting, I didn't really need to take up space that someone else could have used to skip the line. So that was my experience. And coming back, I had a very similar experience, which was absolutely amazing. All the staff were amazing, both in Malta, here in Manchester, and I just had an amazing time. Another place I've used it, I've been to America with my Sunflower Lanyard and they recognised it there. I mentioned in the post that I'd been to Toby Carvery. They didn't really mention it in Toby Carvery, but it was wasn't very busy on that day. So I let them off for that one. And I've used it in shops. I've used it all over the place, even on the tube. Although I don't really like using it on the tube just because people are so busy with their own lives that nobody noticed it. And I actually, when I was last on the tube, I almost got separated from my boyfriend because people were like pushing me out the way. People were just so like, they weren't thinking of other people and they just wanted to get out, and it was so hectic. And I thought, you know what, if I'm going to go on the tube, I might as well just not use it because there's no point anyway. So on a day-to-day basis, I don't really use my Sunflower Lanyard much unless it's going to the airport and going to theme parks. These two are the places where it's really quite overwhelming for me. I can create accommodations in my day-to-day life quite well. For example, if I'm going to the shop, I'll look for a time where it's quite quiet. But the airport and theme parks, it's really hard to gauge when a quiet moment is happening. So I definitely wear my Sunflower Lanyard there. And I found wearing the Sunflower Lanyard, you got so many accommodations. So I've mentioned briefly my accommodations with the airport situation, but with theme parks, my accommodations are, you can go up to guest services and you can get a disability scheme. Now, I haven't used the disability schemes really in the UK. However, I have used them in America, and the disability schemes are absolutely amazing. They take notice of the Sunflower Lanyard. They take notice of your disability. They let you, you don't skip the queues, but you do get to have, be in an area where it's a lot more quieter, and it really just helps me with my autism. Another area which is really good for the Sunflower Lanyard with people noticing is trains. Now, you might not think it, but I've noticed when I've been on the train and wearing my Sunflower Lanyard, I haven't necessarily received special support, but people have maybe kept a seat open, or they've not like looked weird, or they've not or the train conductor, when he came past, he was asking me whether like I wanted to close the window or how I felt. So not necessarily had special support, but people haven't been nasty and people have been really nice, which has been absolutely amazing. With every single day, I am trying to wear my sunflower lanyard more and more, despite people maybe not noticing. I'm hoping that it will build up the knowledge. I do think with COVID, people wearing a lanyard saying that you have mask exemption, it has basically brought a new perception on what people think the sunflower lanyard is, and maybe it has taken people a little bit more time for them to change their mind and realize, oh, the sunflower lanyard isn't a mask exemption. Sunflower lanyard is about hidden disabilities. So I think a lot of people still have like that in their mind. So going out and about in shops, people still now I don't think know what it is. And that is one of the reasons why I'm nervous wearing it, apart from public transport and theme parks, that not many people will know what it is, and I won't get the accommodations that I need and want, even if I'm wearing it. But I feel like the places that I do wear it, I definitely do get the accommodations that I need, and it's a very positive experience. So I think we've reached the end of the podcast. I'm so sorry it was a short podcast. I did record an episode last week, however, the files got corrupted and I just felt so, so bad. So I really hope you've enjoyed this podcast. Let me know on my social medias, on Live Through Dyspraxia on Instagram and on Facebook. You wear the sunflower lanyard. You can see a few of my posts on there. They should be near the top because they weren't that long ago, all about the sunflower lanyard. If you'd love to know more about the sunflower lanyard, send me a message and I can definitely let you know more information. Right, I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.